This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
But I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pathogens?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because it is the song that does it.
This year's flu season.
432 cases of flu.
The flu season still hasn't peaked.
The flu epidemic.
The flu continues to blanket the U.S.
I'm telling you, this flu, man.
Caught the flu.
The deadly flu epidemic.
Diagnosed with the flu.
Nasty flu bugs sweeping country.
This year's flu outbreak.
This flu season. Now the flu season.
All right, welcome one and all, folks. It's time to panic. The world is about to end. The flu season is upon us, and it's not even October, but the CDC is urging everybody to get their flu shot before it's too late. Despite the proposed, or let's say predicted, efficacy rate of 20%, I think they're exaggerating a bit. So don't get one, don't get two, don't get four, get five flu shots, and then 20% times five should be 100% efficacy. Except they don't know how to define efficacy, because it doesn't mean it prevents the flu. 20% of the cases are predicting you might elicit antibody responses, supposedly, theoretically, that would prevent the flu, but not necessarily, because it doesn't matter. Are you in a panic? It's National Grandparents Day, Super Don. You should just be celebrating, and the national media is doing everything it can to sabotage Grandparents' good day by freaking you out over the flu.
Run, Forrest, run!
No, I'm not scared. It doesn't bother me. Well, listen, I have the advantage here of working with you. So, you know, I know better. And we've seen this over year after year after year, and the bird flu and the whatever flu. Now we've got the Mecca flu. No, that's the newest one. Right.
This does remind me of South Park's Mecca Streisand, but it's a different kind of Mecca. I think theirs is M-E-C-H-A, and this is M-E-C-C-A. And you know, this we talked about it, I think, on Friday's show a little bit. The idea that if we could say a large group of people have gotten together, there are strange symptoms and maladies manifesting there, like, quote, a flu, and then they get on planes from Mecca to other areas of the world, because it's that time where they make the pilgrimage, and then they come back to wherever they are on a plane, we can now frighten everybody that you are just one plane trip away from respiratory failure, right? It isn't scary enough to fly in tin cans in the sky that seemingly defy gravity. Okay, I know about Bernoulli's principle. It's not literally defying gravity, but we have the fear of viruses. The fear of the germ playing itself out in a mainstream, pharmaceutically conflicted media that will not present a balanced view, fair and balanced. Now, nowhere do you see this in the mainstream media. Well, they say, you know what? The reason people get sick is not because of the virus, but it's because of their own lack of health from within. Their immune system has been compromised. Their gastrointestinal system has been upset. Maybe they drank water that was contaminated, and you could say, well, yeah, it caused something then, but what's the impact, drinking contaminated water, on your microbiome? And what is the response? They call that a disease. The response to restore normalcy, they call a disease. Symptoms, the body is desperately trying to attempt to restore that balance. They call that a disease. Now, if you can't respond appropriately, you are chronically ill. And there's a distinct difference here, and we'll get into that a little later in the show. But, the clips that we just played in the opening of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, by the way, welcome if you're not sure where you are. You've come to the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And if you think it's sacrilegious to listen to radio on a Sunday, if that's your Sabbath day, this is my healing ministry on the air. And it is non-denominational. It brings the principles of healing, hopefully directly from the heart of God, to you, wherever you are, or however you perceive it. Super Don, if I scare everybody
away
now.
You know, well, yeah, see, now people can say, you know, hey, come on, we got to go to church. No. I'm going to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Same thing.
Yeah, listen, and I'm not saying it's mutually exclusive, but I like to believe that wherever you are, you're in church or your synagogue, you know, that this body is your temple. And that it is sacred, it is a gift from the Creator, and that the principles and tools that you have at your disposal to keep it well, to get it well, are not contained within the monopoly medical practices of arrogant men, or women, for that matter, if they happen to be in the allopathic church. Because it is, honestly, a church. It's a cult. Modern medicine is a cult. And the sacrament in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism is vaccines. Our vaccines. And we don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If that's what you want to do, that's up to you. That's between you and the Creator. It's not my thing. But it is the government's thing. The government has been purchased. It has been captured. The agencies have been captured, like the Centers for Disease Creation, which, by the way, the CDC is recommending, not my recommendation, they're recommending that people have a flu vaccination before October ends. Before October. It hasn't even begun. Hurry, get one, get 10. Why? Because they got nothing else. In their artificial reality of the immune system, the only way you can survive anything is by having an antibody. Now, did God grant that reality, that the antibody is sufficient to protect against any given disease? Or is it possible that it's an immature understanding of the immune system by arrogant men, arrogant medical men? I would argue the latter. Because if you have an antibody, and I've used this example many times, but if you're new to the program, if you have an antibody, for instance, for chickenpox, let's say it was induced artificially because of the chickenpox vaccine. We've covered stories of the increased incidence of what? Shingles. Due to the very same virus that you have an antibody for. How is it possible? Isn't the antibody the holy grail of modern medicine? Yet, even with the antibody, you still succumb to the virus. Why? Because it's the immune response that is independent of an antibody, that precedes the antibody even, that is more critical than the recognition of the potential or actual presence of what they call a viral pathogen, which may in fact not be a disease-causing agent, but the result of disease or imbalance, that in the restoration of that balance, you're actually enhanced and strengthened for a future that is far, far healthier, far less metabolic dysfunction in terms of chronic disease, in terms of immune dysfunction, in terms of autoimmunity, that are these things elicited by the very sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, that is vaccines, vaccinology. Jason Bryant, medical director at Premier Urgent Care, said, it's very important to get the vaccination as soon as possible, as it takes almost 2 weeks that the vaccinated medicine starts having an effect in your body. I've never heard it termed that way, Super Don. It's called vaccinated
medicine.
That's odd.
Now medicine has to get a vaccine?
Yeah. Vaccinated. Wow. We vaccinated your medicine. Now we're going to inject it into you. And, of course, this is based on the two health scares recently from the airplanes, one arriving at JFK from Dubai, another arriving in Philadelphia from, I don't know, did it come directly from Mecca, from Saudi Arabia? I'm not sure. But people were on the plane. And, again, this is the germ theory scare they're trying to play. Now, my question to you as we think about this, how long will it be before the government and the TSA, due to HHS and CDC guidelines, says you should not be allowed to fly a plane unless you are fully vaccinated? I want you to think about this. Now, some of you are going, that's just crazy talk, Robert. That's you and your conspiracy theories. Well, how long ago could I, let's say 10, 25 years ago, that I could have predicted that they would not allow you to travel on an airplane without a Social Security number. You're like, what? What does Social Security have to do with traveling? Well, according to the new regulations, without a real ID or a passport, which both of those mandate that you have a number, a beastly number in order to travel. Now, whether you have one or not, that's up to you. But the fact that they make you reveal it in order to travel, how long will it be, folks, before they say you can't travel unless you're fully vaccinated? We got to have your licensed medical doctor representative of the pharmaceutical state stamp your card or enter it into some kind of digital format that will also be embedded into a chip in your real ID. Folks, I am not exaggerating here. This is the kind of stuff made of science fiction. It's Orwellian. It's Huxleyan. But it's reality. And this is what it portends. Folks, unless you step and go, homie, don't play that game. I'm an American. Now, I know I've got listeners around the world, but what you love about America is the definitive, on planet Earth, only government that was instituted among men, women too, I guess. Don't get mad at me, women. This is how it's written. This is how we read it. To defend individual liberty. Defend individual liberty. What does that individual liberty entail? Not to be numbered like cattle. Not to be vaccinated like you're a pincushion for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And then we've got metabolic dysfunctions. Disease processes manifesting because of pharmaceutical interventions. This is brutal stuff, y'all. Metabolic dysfunction, I'm going to get to this hour, explain to you how this happens. Now, the good news here, we still have homeopathic medicine. On Friday, I had Dr. Frank King. He's under severe assault by the Fear and Death Administration. FDA is going after Dr. King. He's trying to play nice with him. I said, don't play nice with him. Not a good plan. They will take advantage of you. They look at it as a sign of weakness. Folks, go out and get your King Bio remedies while they are still available, including the multi-strain flu relief formula, which, by the way, works safely, gently, powerfully to prevent or even reverse flu. My humble opinion, in fact, not only that, there's an article here. It's a few years old. It goes to the very heart of science and homeopathy. And in fact, homeopathic medicine has been proven to prevent influenza. That's right. We have a link up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check out the Science Direct article, Homeopathic Medicines for Prevention of Influenza and Acute Respiratory Tract Infections in Children, Blind, Randomized, Placebo-Controlled Clinical Trial. Yes, showed efficacy. Take that, you skep ducks. Go flush that in your septic tank. Homeopathy works. Natural medicine does work. The creator knew what he or she was doing, however you want to say it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it.
others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Welcome once again to the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Broadcasting live through GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and simulcasting on YouTube with certain clips appearing on Real.Video and who knows where else. I'm glad you're with me, Super Don. It is Happy Grandparents Day, apparently. Is that national or international? And how do they make these declarations?
I didn't even know about it until this morning. I think it's national.
National, okay.
Grandparents.
So the World Health Organization has nothing, or the United Nations, nothing to do with this one. So we can get behind it. We can go, okay,
yeah, Happy Grandparents Day. Yeah, there's no UN involved in this.
Okay, no UN involvement. That's good news. By the way, GCN has the archives up faster than anybody. Right after the show, they go up pretty quick. GCNlive.com. Now, we love hearing from you. Questions, comments, whatever you want to throw at us. There's a good one coming up right about now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, it's this easy. You can just send a question in to robertscottbell.com, and I'll even answer it. Maybe Super Don, too. This is from Dawn in the United Kingdom. Hello, all of our friends in the UK. Pip, pip, cheerio. It's a Yank who's just making fun of you. No, I love my UK listeners. Dawn says, I have been a follower of the Truth About Cancer for some years and saw you speak at the Orlando conference last year. Despite completely clean eating, my eczema has flared badly over the last 8 months. And I'm suffering discomfort eating salads. I'm scared of colloidal silver because I don't want to go blue. I started to follow your protocol. Well, you're laughing because I know that's the big thing. Everybody's going to turn blue if you have any silver. I know. I was there 20 years ago, whenever it was I was first learning about it. But again, this is where we provide a service to you to get you past the needless fears, unnecessary fears, and put perspective on it like nowhere else in broadcast media.
Let's see. I started to follow your protocol. I'm assuming she said silver aloe protocol. But I've reduced the amount of colloidal silver because I'm below average weight and slightly below average height. I use 1 teaspoon rather than 1 tablespoon. Will this work? All right. So this normally a teaspoon, 5 mL dose of the silver hydrosol. Here, I'm holding some here for those of you watching on the air on YouTube. 1 teaspoon is an adult dose, 5 mL. 5cc, however you want to say it. That's a third of a teaspoon, third of a tablespoon. Yeah, three. Okay. I'm doing math in my head. Sorry. So if you take that 5 mL and expect that it's going to be sufficient to uniformly distribute in your GI tract, even if you add it to aloe vera juice, which is part of the protocol to drive it past the stomach instead of sublingual absorption, you'll get some benefit. Dawn, you will get some benefit. But it's not sufficient, in my experience, to really saturate an area that needs a lot. It's a surface area. It's miles and miles of it, okay, down in your gastrointestinal tract. She says, I weigh 50 kilograms, and my concern is that the EPA guideline will guidelines limiting my intake to 25 ml. I started with my reduced version of your protocol yesterday. I've seen an improvement overnight. Oh, so I'm not arguing that you won't see improvement. That's not my point. But for full, what I'd call medicinal or supplemental benefit, I want to get enough in there to saturate the surface area, to neutralize the baddies, if you will, the aberrant microbial opportunistic infection or infectious agents. And I'm exaggerating a little bit because I don't believe they're the cause. They are the result of the terrain that has been altered due to a lot of things, toxins, antibiotics, etc., even vaccines. So should I increase the dose to 1 tablespoon or will that risk me turning blue? Thank you, and God bless for all that you do to help everyone. Kindest regards, Dawn, in the United Kingdom. No, yes, you can go up to... I don't say 15 ml to 30 ml because I want everybody to turn blue. It's because I know it works, and it's not going to turn you blue. In fact, the amount of silver hydrosol you would have to consume in a lifetime, you would drown in the water before it occurs to you. I know there are fears, some rational, some irrational. I'm not arguing for you to make this at home, where you have no control over the end product, you don't know what's in it, even if you have a meter that tells you the PPM, you know nothing about the parts. The ability to bind and excrete in the liver, if you have adequate levels of selenium, even if you don't, it's the least of my concerns. Silver is not the big concern. There are a whole lot of other things I'm concerned about. But in a recent analysis, even at 2,000 times the reference dose, 0.22% bioaccumulated of an average dose. 0.22%. So even if you go to the maximum dose, a fraction of that dose is accumulating. And so it would take you lifetimes of consumption at the levels you're talking about, Dawn. So have at it, up the dose, 5 ml to 15 ml, even upwards of 30 ml, depending on your size. You don't need that, Dawn. You're little. But if you need to go big, you can. Or go home. But you won't turn blue on the stuff that I use. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Up and coming, let's talk about metabolic dysfunction and the disinformation campaign about it.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral,
activate a nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I got some cold brew mint mate here. I didn't mean to cold brew it. In fact, it was before the show. My wife and daughter went out to worship service, light and sound service, and so I'm here on my own. And I went and brewed it, but I forgot to press the heat the water button. So I poured it. I'm like, well, it just doesn't feel very hot. And I had already thrown ice in it to cool it off. I'm like, oh, it's iced mint mate. Not bad. So I'm enjoying that this afternoon here. Or morning. It's morning. What is this? I'm doing a show and it's the morning show. And I didn't play one of those wake up morning things we have. Maybe I can do that second hour. I don't know. We'll have to see about that, Super Don. So we got Paul Barricaro scheduled. We got a great article on molecular hydrogen. I want to tell you another cool healing story in terms of perception of what it takes to get well. The visualization, the communication, right? The belief system involved in healing. And a friend of mine yesterday just shared a story. I'm gonna do my best to share that story. And it's very insightful. And I think you'll go, oh, that's kind of cool.
So we'll get to that a little later. Now, Dawn in the UK had asked me about silver, but she also asked me about eczema, and I apologize in that segment. I got so carried away on the silver thing that I forgot to talk about her eczema. Eczema. Now, this is a rash or a skin manifestation, aberrant skin cells, if you will, or skin cells going aberrant. And it could be weeping, it could be itchy, it could be red, inflamed, all of these things. And most doctors say it's idiopathic. That means they're idiots. They don't know. Or they might say it's contact dermatitis. What's a form of contact dermatitis? Poison ivy or poison oak. They won't call it contact dermatitis, they'll call it poison ivy or poison oak. But it basically, you come into contact with a substance that irritates the tissue, inflames the tissue, poisons, and intoxicates tissue. And then, man, the manifestation of something not so nice. So with eczema, we could use a homeopathic remedy that, well, law of similars, poison ivy. Rush toxicodendron can be an excellent homeopathic remedy when you have eczema. That addresses the like cause, curing like scenario. Now, it doesn't matter the cause. It's going to help reduce the intensity, perhaps duration. But if indeed, like many eczemas, chronic eczemas are not contact dermatitis, from an external perspective, but from an internal perspective, you can go, whoa, contact dermatitis, Super Don. Robert Scott Bell just went bonkers. He said contact dermatitis on the inside. It's like, what's contacting you on the inside? Well, anything that you swallow goes down into the gut and goes, yep, we're going to inflame the walls of your epithelial lining, epithelial tissue. So if you rub some toxins on your skin, it would irritate and inflame the skin. What if you eat those toxins in the form of genetically modified organisms, pesticide-laden foods, all of these things that are very pro-inflammatory, damaging to your healthy cells? You get an eczema internally. I've never said that before, Super Don. It must be a grandparent's day spectacular.
Yes. Ta-da!
Because I often refer to the inside of the body or the alimentary canal having an epithelial lining, very similar to the epithelial lining of the outside of your earth suit, right? Yeah, the alimentary canal, it protects it protects your inside world from the outside world. Even though the tube goes through your body, it's the outside world transiting and going on out. And the body's intelligence, the cell's intelligence, knows what to let in and what not to let in. Except, all bets are off when you have a leaky gut because of inflammatory compounds from food, water, air, etc. And so it manifests inside first and then manifests outside later. And that's why I said the eczema is a reflection of what's going on in the inside. So with your attempts, Dawn, like you asked me, to do the silver aloe protocol, the reason why that helps with eczema is because it heals from the inside that which then manifests outside. And this gets to the heart of what? Our segment 3 story of the day. Metabolic dysfunction drives chronic disease. What does that mean, metabolic dysfunction? It means the cellular metabolism. Each and every cell has a metabolic or many metabolic functions. If any or all of them go awry, that's A-W-R-Y. Do you say awry or awry, Super Don? Grandpa,
that would be awry.
Awry. I'm just checking.
Yes.
In Oregon, awry? They might say
awry. I've never even heard it said that way.
I'm just playing with words.
Phonetically, I guess that's right.
Yeah, because when you see a word like A-W-R-Y, let's just say you're a foreigner to American English.
Right.
Right? Or a British English, right? You see this word A-W-R-Y? How would you know to pronounce it awry? Think about it. English is kind of funky that way. And perhaps you could well, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we can play with language here. We do that. But there's an article here at advocator.ca. I guess that's a Canadian website. Laura File wrote a book. An article here. Metabolic dysfunction is what drives chronic disease. Now, it's important to make the distinction between acute and chronic disease, first and foremost. I don't want to assume y'all know what that difference is. Acute disease is like, pow! You got an injury. You got inflammation and swelling. I know people say, well, that's not a disease. That's an injury. Okay. Dis-ease, imbalance. Follow me here. The language still works. Although we've been programmed to believe disease is a deficiency of a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, for instance. Right? Pow! You got inflammation. Oh, you need some ibuprofen. In the old days, they said aspirin, which is like out of favor, but sometimes back in favor. Or for the pain, reduce the pain with Tylenol, even though that's not traditionally an NSAID per se. But somehow it may reduce some inflammation. It certainly takes away some pain, but what does it do in the process? It creates more inflammation within the liver. Beautiful. That's great. We got a localized inflammation. Let's take a drug that will inflame the most important organ in the body for detoxification. Yes, I'm getting a little animated here. I know. It's like, Robert, why can't you just stay monotone and bore me to tears? I can't handle it when you raise your voice. I run. I hide. Stop being such a snowflake. This is intense, important stuff. And if you can't handle that, the elevated, I don't know, what is this called, vocal cord manifestation, then you're not ready for healing. It's like if somebody scares you away through a vocal intonation, it's like, no, you got to stick around. Folks, I'm saying this for real because Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, dearly departed, he left too soon, in my opinion, but again, there's larger missions at play here. He stuck through the abusive relationship he had with Dr. William Donald Kelly, Dr. Kelly. Brutal, brutal, brutal. If you read the story of how he had to put up with just crazy stuff to get at what was so vitally important that he could help heal his patients and that we could still learn from him today, thanks to those who are following up on his work, including Dr. Linda Isaacs. And, of course, Mary Beth Gonzalez, his ex-wife. I say ex-wife. He's not married anymore. You got it. I mean, I'm just thinking about all these things transiting through my mind. This is called streaming radio. It's streaming of consciousness right now. Now, I want to tell you briefly about my story. I had a mentor in homeopathic medicine who, on some level, was a little deranged like Dr. Kelly, in that there was a wound or an injury that happened to him emotionally that caused him to be abusive, brutally so. And I had to put up with a lot of garbage. And I'm not complaining at all. I'm just sharing with you that many people are not ready to be well because of the package that it's delivered in or because of how it's delivered. The bedside manner. The bad bedside manner. Now, for me, I wanted healing so desperately, if I can use that term loosely, so sincerely, I shall say, is probably more accurate, that I was willing to put up with a lot of garbage to get there. Because how much are you willing to achieve your goals? Does life go, here's the red carpet, here's the silver platter, your goals are achieved. Bingo, bango, bongo. I didn't have to do it. It just appeared. Now, granted, in some cases in my life now, things appear like that after dozens of years now, I say, 24, certainly 30 years, of intense work, dedication, research, etc., putting these things to the test to where you're already there, and to others it looks like magic. If I look at you and can see what's wrong with you in terms of health, your manifestation, and what caused it, you'd be going, like I met my homeopathic mentor-to-be and thought he was psychic. And he wasn't, and he didn't say he was. He says, I'm not, I'm a homeopath. And he had done it for, at that point, 20, 30 years prior to where it came like the snap of a finger. To everybody else, it looks like that. Why can't I do it? And I prayed to God for healing like that. Can it just be quick like that? Take my suffering away. Gone. Grateful that, in retrospect, it didn't happen that way. I was complaining a little bit while I was suffering, but I look back now, I'm like, my gosh, the suffering taught me everything. And there's more to learn. I'm saying everything that I needed at the time and that led me to the next, to the next, to the next, to the point where, again, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, I get to communicate some of these principles to you, some of you in ways that just love it no matter what I do, and that's fine. Others go, yeah, I like it when you do it this way, not this way. It's like, you know what? Chill out. If you're going to get something good from it, however it comes, and I'm not just saying for me, there are going to be times where you're going to get it, you're going to be challenged to go get past your emotional reaction to how the message is being delivered. Now, I'm sensitive enough to know that some people don't like certain ways of communication, and I'll modify it if I'm invested in that person, if I feel they're sincere in wanting to learn and to heal. But if they're not, Super Don, you've heard me on the phone before, talking to certain people that I can tell they're not ready to hear, and you see what happens. And I'm like, somebody might leave a conversation like that, go, Robert Scabell is the meanest person I've ever met.
What a so jerk.
Mean. I know. So, chronic disease, acute disease. So, going from acute, that's that initial response. You react. You could take some Arnica, you could take some silver, and you get past it. You're done. It's over. That is as quick as it came, it's over almost. Chronic disease is when the metabolic dysfunction or the function becomes dysfunction. In other words, it gets stuck in a pattern of inflammation because we don't know what to do to correct it, or we take the wrong things that block the response that they call then the disease, which in fact is the body's attempt to restore balance, normalcy to the force, or the force is balanced, the force is trying to do its job to restore that balance. And instead, we go to the doctor, the allopathic licensed medical doctor, representative of the police medical state, medical police state, and we get down this chronic road of dysfunction due to toxicity and deficiency. And that also impacts emotionally, there are other levels, but physiologically, physically, that's what we see happen. And then these diseases never stop. The disease becomes, that's the imbalance. It becomes further and further, worse and worse over time. And then people are so chronically ill, they eat garbage and they have no symptoms. Or their symptoms are always the same, so they say, I can eat at fast food restaurants and I feel fine. Well, if that's your argument, then you keep knocking yourself out with toxic food and find out that it manifests as the ultimate, as they say, chronic disease with a C, cancer, which can be reversed, by the way. We talk about that all the time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Selenium, chromium, silica, homeopathic detoxification, herbal detoxification. But transforming the body means getting out of the way, means allowing it to heal. The natural order of the universe takes over instead of man in his arrogance, violating all the principles of healing that they don't teach in allopathic flexion report medical schools.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
No!
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Maybe we can build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh?
No, it's not the end of the world. It's only the end of hour one, right? But the world, according to somebody, is going to end. And they always predict the end of the world, don't they? But why do they have to do it on a beautiful Sunday when we're cranking up our show? It's like, you know, we got a whole week of shows planned, and it's all over, Super Don. But
yeah, this is kind of an interesting story. I would say it happened yesterday, actually, is when this came out. I saw this.
Yeah.
Was just hanging out on a Saturday and thought, hey, I'll see what's going on in the news. And so I went over to Drudge Report like I always do, and millions of other people do, and saw this story about how it's going to be the end of days now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. You know, I mean, it's just like every year there's somebody else that's going, oh, the world's going to end because of XYZ.
This time there's a real reason, apparently, and it has to relate
Okay. At least there's define a real reason, right? Okay.
Well, so, listen, if you hear about a red cow being born in Jerusalem, you know the end of the world is near.
Right? Oh, my goodness. You know what? You're totally right. You are totally right, because red cows definitely signify that the world's going to end.
I mean, what was it? What? The horsemen of the apocalypse were supposed to come around. Now it's a red cow. It's based on a red
cow.
Listen, I don't claim to be certainly I had my share of Old Testament Hebrew scriptures in my upbringing, but it never occurred to me that if a red cow was born, we'd really be talking about end of days. But the Temple Institute announced the birth of the red heifer in Israel on their YouTube channel, which, of course, that was predicted, too.
Red heifer? not the red heifer.
I find the fact that it's announced on YouTube funnier, because right back when they wrote the Hebrew scriptures, like they were like, and it shall be pronounced on YouTube when the red heifer is born, and that will be, you know. So
I know, but doesn't that conflict with the prophecy of the blue orangutan?
I'm not familiar with that one. I know about the 100th monkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, anyway.
So a Bible prophecy been realized because red heifer, first red heifer in 2,000 years, that's their claim, born. And it has to be blemish-free, so no eczema, under extensive examination from rabbis. And
rabbinical experts.
Right. But they say it might not be, too.
Yeah.
Right? Sounds like it's an exact science.
We have
that's a prophecy for you, right? Yeah. It is, but it might not be.
Well, it's always they always have to have a way out because those that predict the end of the world on a specific date, the next day they're going, we got a reprieve. We got a reprieve.
Oh, we read it wrong. It's actually next year.
Yeah. So let's see. Director of the Temple Institute, Rabbi Chaim Richman, believes it's now time to build the third temple following the birth of the red heifer. Now, what they don't tell you until you get further down in the story is that this cow could be disqualified due to natural causes. Apparently, bosses at the Temple Institute found that a Raise a Red Heifer in Israel program started 3 years ago to genetically crossbreed certain species of cow so that this would happen artificially.
Ah.
Yeah, we have the technology.
It's a GMO cow.
Could be a GMO red heifer, and would that count as the end of the world? You know, it would count as the end of the GMO campaign. That would be nice. I think that we're going to have to go back to the drawing board on this and go back and reinterpret the Hebrew Scriptures to this point to explain that in a little bit more in depth. Because, again, man can manipulate. It could be a 3D genetically engineered artificial reality cow, for all you know. It could not even be real. Now with the technology they have in video production, it could be AI, or where they put on those goggles and you see things in 3D. And in this case, I don't know other than that what to make of it. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody's religious beliefs. You know, that's not my intent in doing so. But the reality is there's a lot of self-fulfilling prophecies that are created because people know the scriptures, and then they can create artificially the world to be shaped and say, see, it's happened. And then what? Do they get them to, turn over all of their money because they're not going to need it anyway? I don't know. Could there be a nefarious scheme here, Superdome?
Well, I don't know about the end of days, but I think we've reached the end of the hour.
We have, and we have not even learned how to save money on our car insurance yet. So we'll be back in next hour. Paul Barrettiero is going to join us. Top cancer researcher, busted. For what? We're going to find out. We got molecular hydrogen and other healing stories. And baby boomers loving on the cannabis plant. Are they back? And if so, why? Because the power to heal is theirs. They just remembered it.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettiero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.